since we have a smaller crowd. But try in the past, I really stayed off the sheet. One of my weak points that I have, and I'll be honest with you, is that usually my source sheets are too long, because I just end up putting on a lot of different sources, and I don't trim them down enough to make that, exactly that point. I try to underline the points, but you'll see it's 4 pages and 20 sources. So generally, I don't really read all the sources or go through all the sources. We'll see what we can do in the amount of time that we have and try to get as much as we can. So the topic we're talking about over here is stirring food that's in the pot. So we'll try to go all the way from the beginning. What would be the makar to such an isser? What could potentially be the problem? Where does it come from? And down to the halacha of exactly what the halachas are in terms of stirring food that's in a pot on Shabbos. So the source of this starts from a Gemara in Maseches Beitza. We'll get there very soon. Gavim Yitzhi Shem. It's Daf Lamadala and Aleph.
There's a Lamadala in Beitza.
That's right. We're very close. We're on Daf Chav Zayin already.
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah. Tanya. The Gemara writes, Tanya Echad Mevi Yisa'ar. One person brings fire. Echad Mevi Yisa'etzim. Another person brings wood. Echad Shev Yisa'gder. Another person comes, puts the pot down on top of the wood and the fire. Ve'echad maybe it's a mayim. Another person brings water. But in other words, he pours the water into the pot. Ve'echad nesim esaychad tal. Another person pours spices into the pot. Ve'echad megis. Another person comes and stirs the pot. Kulam chayav. It's interesting. In other words, each one, you have a whole process of it. You're cooking one pot, one dish, and you have a whole list of people who are chayav achatas for this action. The first person who brought fire. Now, obviously, there had to have been something that was there that was ignited. He puts fire down in a little pit. Another person comes, he throws wood in. So the first guy was over on the Isra of Havara, of Havara, by Ladesh. And then you have the next guy is over on Havara, he's burning something. And then you have another guy who puts a pot down. So the Gemara really discusses what is the Isra of putting down a pot.
Right.
So the Gemara will discuss that, but that's...
You presumably have carrying going on here, too.
Let's assume not. It's an Isra Siyachet. All right?
Okay.
And then again, someone pours the water into the pot.
There's
Bishul. Then another guy pours tavlin, pours the spice into the pot. It's also Bishul. He's cooking the spices. And then you have this last case, which seems to be totally off. Vechad Megis. The guy comes and mixes it. The guy comes and mixes the pot. It's Chayav Achatas. That's the Gemara. If you look at Rashi in source number 2, what does Megis mean? It's Minari B'Kafi. He mixes it. Literally mixes it with a spoon. The next Rashi, Kulam Chayavan. Maybe a Sa'aras, Rashi explains, Meshamaver Sekachelas, Tikashumalicha, he mislabna miruach alichasai. As he's walking with it, it gets bigger. In other words, he's holding a coal in his hand.
Yeah.
He has a coal, and as he walks, it blows against the wind. And it's fanning a flame. He fans the flame, it makes it bigger. Maybe it's Eitzim L'ar, Meshamaver Shevasikter, Lekamim Farash my Ovid. So again, Rashi took the same approach as we did. He said, let's leave that for the side. What exactly is the Isser of putting a pot down on top of a fire? And then there's Noisin, Mayan, Vatavlin. That's clear. The guy's doing cooking. Umegas, Rashi explains. Person who mixes it is Chayim Mishim Avashal, Sha'afu Avon Lacha. There's an Avon Lacha of Bishul by stirring the pot. Okay? That is the Gemara. The Gemara clearly says it brings this Braisa. Person stirs the pot on Shabbos, is Chayim Achatas. So we have to figure out what is this case. And of course, as in most Gemaras, which are cryptic like this, there's going to be a very vast Machlekes Rishayna, which goes mikatsa ala katsa from one end to the next to describe what this is talking about. So the first thing we have to swallow is that in the process of cooking, stirring helps the food cook. The question is going to be, at what point does it help cook? So the Rush, he writes here, he quotes the whole Braisa. Let's start from the beginning. Tarabon on Echad Mevi Sa'ar, Vechad Mevi Sa'etzim, Vechad Shevet Sa'ektera, Vechad Nesan Se'echa Mayim, Vechad Nesan Se'echa Tavlan, Echad Megis Ba, Kul Nachiyavan. He really quotes the Gemara verbatim. And he writes, Afalpi Sha'oisai, Sha'nosan Se'echa Mayim Neschaib Mishim Avashal, even though the person who put the water in, he's already Chayav for Bishul, HaMegis Ba, Nami Chayav Mishim Avashal. The one who stirs it is also going to be Chayav from Bishul. In other words, you could have two people violating the Isra of Bishul on one pot. Alma yish bishal achar bishal. Okay, so that's one point. He points out that there's bishal achar bishal because the first guy's already chayav on this food. V'yafal pishir siach, even though it's already boiling, nevertheless his stirring is another chiv. And then he continues, v'icha ika lemitchi, we can be madcha that raya by saying as follows. The ad shlein espashal kamaycho ben drusoy, kol ha-makar v'shulei chayiv. V'acha shlein espashal kamaycho ben drusoy, esher de'ein bishal achar bishal. So the Rosh, he right away says, this, let me explain to you what this case is talking about. The reason why the guy who comes and stirs it is chayiv is because it didn't cook completely yet. In the previous times that we learned, we quantified bishel. Basically, when it comes to a davar lach, something which is liquid, the way you define bishel is when it reaches yatzei ledus bay. Temperature of yatzei ledus bay is anywhere between 110 and 115 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's meichel ben drusoy. That is yatzei ledus bay. When it comes to a solid food, the way we quantify bishel is by looking how much it actually got cooked, and that is the shear is meichel ben drusoy. It's a machlekes rishonim whether that's a third cooked or a halfway cooked. But basically, it's what we will consider nechal adei adchak. You wouldn't eat it under normal circumstances, but adei adchak. So for every single food, it's going to be different. Whatever food it is, whatever you'll consider to be fully cooked, half of that or a third of that. So the Rosh explains that this case of stirring that you're mechayev somebody is if when the food started cooking, but it didn't yet reach meichel ben drusoy. So now what you're doing is you are assisting it in the actual process of the initial cooking, so therefore you could be chayev.
Isn't that a steer though? Because he's saying, Alma yesh bishel achar bishel.
And then he's matcha that. He pushes that away.
He's quantifying. Right. What does that mean? There's no such thing as bishel achar bishel unless
right.
It wasn't.
In other words, he says, Alma yesh bishel achar bishel. And then he says, no. Hold on, relax a bit.
Okay.
So I'm just explaining to you that this is not a right to bishel achar bishel because this is talking about before meichel ben drusoy. So the first thing we have over here is a rush that says the only time there's ever a chiv for stirring a pot is when the food's not fully cooked. So that's a very important point to make note of, is that this chiv of cooking, of stirring a pot, is only relevant if the pot is not yet cooked. If it's not yet cooked and you're going to do something to help the process to spread out the heat, to make the heat even more evenly distributed in the pot, so the food will cook better, that is when there's a chiv of an iser, or a chiv of chatos, for stirring a pot. That is the only case. To take this a little farther, there's a Rashba, and the Ramban writes the same thing. We'll see it. We'll soon be quoted by the Magi Mishnah. Just 1 second. Yeah, we'll start from the beginning. Mihada Karmin, source number 4. Mihada Karmin, b'yoyra kura, v'tucha, mashma da filu ba kura ikimishum megis. Even if the pot is off the fire, we're going to get to that soon. Even if the pot is off the fire, there's an isser of megis. Da agasa b'klirishin kibishal. Stirring a klirishin is like bishul. The kashali, he asks the kashan on that. And Cain, ha'ilfes v'akter she'evirun mirusachin, heich moitzien mehem b'kafel le'megis. He says, how could you ever take food out of a pot that you took off the fire? You have a chalim pot sitting on the fire a whole night. You take it off in the morning. How are you going to scoop out of it? You're going to be mixing it. V'yeshleimar, so this is his teretz. We'll see there are other answers to the question. But his teretz is, v'yeshleimar, de'bahagasa rishayna, who to ik mishum vashal the gabektera, the pneshim arav esakov ik mishum kruve bishula. Hav bashar hagasais, loy to mirishain of elach leka bektera mishum vashal. So that is a very, very limiting factor in the whole concept of stirring. Says the Rashba, and the Ramban agrees to this as well, that this brisa that we quoted in Beitza, which says it is a chiyuv chatas for stirring a pot on Shabbos, that is only talking about that first initial stir. In other words, imagine your chalim pot.
Meaning that's only in the case where it's off the fire. If it's still on the fire, then
it's the same thing. He would hold the same thing. Even
that's not, clear, words, that's not clear from the Rashba.
Right, it's not clear from the Rashba. Because the Rashba is dealing
with the first Hagasa when it was off true, of the fire.
True. Even in that case, in other words, he's saying a chiddush. Even when it's off the fire, Hagasa is going to be a problem.
Correct.
But which Hagasa will that be true by? That's only true by the first one.
Is that because explains, of the way they cooked back then, like we discussed?
So I don't know if that's necessarily relevant to what we discussed earlier today.
Which means it would be safe for me to conclude from the Rashba that all I know is that that's the case off the fire. Meaning if it's on the fire, it could be even the second or third. would still be considered because it's on the fire. Meaning Hagasa on the fire is still every scoop. Now the Ramban
it's just possible.
Says Rak Hagasa Rishona.
Yeah, it's
but, without qualifying.
You know, I wrote that.
Oh,
I
wrote okay.
That. That's my own summary. So don't get into that. Right. So, but I was just summarizing the sheet of the Rashi and the Ramban. So don't get too
okay.
But if you'll see that if you want to see where it's more clearly, but again, I just want to address your point. The Rashba would have absolutely no makar to say that, to say what you're saying. Because the Rashba has no way of distinguishing between on the fire and off the fire at this point to say the Hagas Rishona then, the Hagas Rishona when it's off the fire, but when it's on the fire, even the second and third. The Rashba would have no place where he gets that from.
Okay.
So the Rashba can't. The Rashba is trying to make sense of something which doesn't seem to make any sense to him. He's a Rishon, he's learning Gemara, and the Gemara says, quoting a Braisa, that if you stir a pot, Yechayev Achata, says the Rashba, what in the world is going on?
The answer is that it's because it's on the fire. Once you take it off the fire,
so the fire, so the fire is doing the cooking. The Rashba has the question: what cooks? There's a pot. There's food in the pot. There's a fire. What does stirring it have to do? So the Rashba answered that question. The way he made sense out of it was by saying, well, you have a pot where you have a bunch of things stuffed into a pot. What ends up happening is that there's, let's take a challenge. You have a lot of barley in the bottom of the pot. You have potatoes. Then you have some beans and you have some meat on the top. So what's going to end up happening is the heat's going to be absorbed in the bottom of the pot by that thick pile of barley. So says the Rashba, now I understand it. Because what you do is when you take that spoon and you put it in, what you're doing is you're mixing everything up and you're creating some kind of a level, equally spread heat in this pot. Now I understand why that could be Bishul. But that's the way the Rashba answered this question. He had this problem, what is Magus? So that's true whether it's on the fire or off the fire. The Rashba just is, what he's saying is, that if Magus is an issue, it's true in a Kli Rishon, and it's true on the fire as well. But the fact that the Rashba answered the question that the only time we could have any understanding of why Hagas would be an issue is by the first stir, that's true whether it's on the fire or off the fire. Okay. Right, so that would be the sheet of the Rashba. Now, I'm going on a bit of a tangent over here because I want to prove to you a point in the Rambam. In source number 5, the Rambam writes as follows. Mavashal, it's in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, he writes, Mavashal ala ar davar shay mavashal kol tzarchai, ar davar shay enet tzarch bishal klal potter. This is the sheet of the Rambam. Something which is already cooked,
you literally can stick it on the fire.
Well, he says putter. At this point, he says putter.
Putter will also.
Putter. Okay. Right? But he writes the first line, look at it carefully, Mavashal ala ar darashay mevushal kol tzarchai. He writes kol tzarchai. Now, a lot of the achronim are busy with this word kol tzarchai. What does it mean? But if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, in the first line, it says, Nir medivu rabbeinu, shakol shalem mespashal kol tzarchai, afa pisha gil ma'ach ben jesoy, shayach bebisha v'chiyuv v'mechayev. Interesting point that he points out in the Rambam. Now, let's say you were to cook a food, let's just, for argument's sake, say you cooked it halfway. You cooked the food halfway. So that's called Meichel Ben Jusai. You're Chayav Achatas for doing that. Now, another person comes and takes that food and puts it back on the fire and cooks it till it's a special called Tzarchai. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, the second guy's Chayav again. According to other Rishonim, the Ramach, he says, no, he's not Chayav. Once you have Chayav Bishal, that's Bishal. Anything from there on in is adding on to the first bishul, but that's already in the category of bishul achar bishul. The sheet of the Rambam is that any state, any increase to the quality of the bishul that you're going to have at any point in time until it reaches a special called tzarchai, according to the says the Rambam, you're chayev.
Would the Ramach agree that let's just say Mach ben Drusai is 50%? Someone got it to 10%. Someone else got it to 15% past that.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, the only question is, where do we put
it? If you want to see the Ramach, it's actually written in this Kesef Mishnah.
It is subjective at all? Right, like a steak. Some people like it.
Yeah.
It says subjective.
Yes. That's what I believe. Food, yeah, rare. That's where everyone always gets bogged down on steaks. Yeah, so like a rare, or like a not rare.
Like a Bishul.
Right, of course. Right.
Right. Yeah, so certainly you're not going to say that.
Or whatever kol tzarchai would mean in that.
There are some things which are objectively raw, and there are some things which are objectively kol tzarchai. Mm-hmm. There is going to be some middle ground where you're not going to. I've learned Shabbos in several different kailim, and every single time I discuss the bishul of a piece of meat, there's always some very strong opinions on both sides of the table. What you talk about, that's considered burnt. Meat's not supposed to look like that. That's considered burnt and dried out. The person say, what are talking about? It's red, it's raw. So I am prepared to say that yes, the answer of what's considered cooked and not cooked is going to be subjective. There is an objective cooked and there is an objective raw. Somewhere in the middle, there's going to be some kind of dispute where we're going to have to.
The Ramach agrees with the Rambam. The real argument is just where the line is. But up until you get to that line that's considered cooked, then even if you have six different people involved in the process, they're going to be chayav for the issue.
Right, up until that point. Right. Okay. So the reason why I'm pointing this out is because, according to the Rambam, it could very well be, and it seems like that, from source number 7, Echanas and Sa'ar, he's quoting this halacha, Echanas and Sa'ar, Echanas and Sa'etz, Echanas and Sa'kderov, Echanas and Sa'mayim, Echanas and Sa'basar, Echanas and Sa'tav, and Ba'achar, and Higgis, Kulam chayav mishum mevashal. And Rambam explains, Shekal ha'es adav v'mitzarchi abishal, ha'rezeh mevashal. That's the Rambam. So it's reasonable to believe that the Rambam would disagree with the Rush, and the Rambam would be of the opinion that even after Michael Ben Drusai, if someone comes in and mixes it, there's going to be a Chiyav Abishal. Right, because according to the Rush, the only time there's an Isser of stirring is before Michael Ben Drusai. According to the Rashba and the Ramban, which is going to be quoted, you'll see in source number 8 in the Magen Mishnah, it's only the first stir. According to the Rambam, it would seem any time a person mixes it from until it's in special called Tzarchai, there's going to be a chiv of Hagasa. Because the Rambam holds you could cook something at any point in time from... at any point in time until it's considered in special kotzarchei.
It's interesting to note that the Rambam skips Shofes's Hakadira in that initial.
Well, he does?
Yeah, because he only brings it later. He says, if you read the Nesan Sathavlin Vachav Higgis.
Right. Yeah, so if you look at the Ravid, right before number 8, he writes, Echanas is Arvach Nas is Eitzav Echanas is Hakderah. So right away the Rav explains, Eimar Avram, Begemara, Mukum La, Bekderah Chadash Mishum Liban Reif and Agubah. So that's why the reason why we're not really focusing on it is because it's really not relevant to this whole discussion. It's talking about a brand new pot, and a brand new pot needs to have that burst of heat to make it, to solidify the metal. So it's a little bit irrelevant to the Sugya, but ultimately there's something that's being done here which is a Makav Hatish. And if you want to see, if you want to see this Rashba and the Ramban and the Ramban,
we can't use that case to establish anything regarding.
Yeah, it's not relevant to our discussion. It's in other words, the Brisa have found a way of piling a lot of different chiyuvei chatas into one case, but it's nothing to do with Bishul. That's a case nothing to do with Bishul. All right, so look at Magen Mishnah number 8. He kind of summarizes what we said. It's only the first stir. It won't cook quickly unless you do this. In other words, it really speeds up the process of the cooking when you do this initial stir. But he writes clearly, once you stirred it once, the beloi megis mispashal afa megis pata demai ovid. Right? So he's just writing clearly that just note that there's the opinion of this Rashba and this Ramban. I read you the Rashba earlier, but the point that he's making here is that according to the Rashba and the Ramban, you're only chayiv for that initial stir. Anything after that is useless. It makes no difference. Okay? Now, the Magen Mishnah wants to make a point, and he's really not focusing so much on any individual, but he writes, V'vade l'divri ha'kol, she'ein kol, v'vade l'divri ha'kol, kol she'ein b'bishul l'chiv, ein b'hagasasai. In other words, everyone according to their opinion. We're not getting into the discussion of Bishach HaBishach tonight because it's just too broad for tonight's discussion. But let's just say there's a big machlekes rishonim at what point we're going to say that there is a person can be chayiv for cooking something which is already cooked. Says the Magen Mishnah, whatever your opinion is, any time you're going to say ein bishul achar bishul, there's no problem with hagasa. Hagasa is equal to bishul. Hagasa is a mice of bishul.
Equal to
less. Right. If you're allowed to cook that thing, then if you're allowed to cook that thing, you can stir that thing. That's the Magen Mishnah's point. Now here comes the next one. Next cheetah is the Kalbay. And here is a wild cheetah. If you look where he writes, where it's underlined, V'kaimalon demegas chayiv mishum avashal, we paskin. This is how he's paskining. Someone who stirs a pot, is chayiv mishum avashal, afilu p'kader mevushalas, even a pot which is nespashal called tzarchay, calls machi halesh. So he has one condition. It's on the fire. It makes no difference how long it's sitting there. In other words, you have a chalant, which is literally cooking for 12 hours, even more than that. It can be cooking for 18 hours. It's 100% cooked. It's even a little bit burnt. Says the Kalbay, you stir it, chayiv chatas. It's a wild cheetah of this Kalbay, because one could argue there's nothing you can do to this pot to cook it more. It is 100% cooked. Says the Kalbay, you chayiv for stirring such a pot. Now, the Ramesha was asked about this.
He doesn't really tell you why.
Doesn't say why. No, it doesn't say why. It just says, that's the halacha. It's interesting what he's writing in this case, just to get some background. We're talking about a case, it's just so funny that this is the case. He's talking about a case where you have a pot which is drying out. In other words, it's burning. Well, the liquid, this happens with chalent all the time. Gavket doesn't put in enough water, starts drying out. So what does he want to do? He wants to pour in more water, so this won't burn, which is mutter. You're allowed to do that. Take water from your urn and pour it into the urn, into the chalent, which is fine because it's a case of, seemingly it's a regular case of chazara. You are taking water off of one flame and you put it into another flame, which is fine. But he writes, make sure to pour it very slowly, because if you pour it too fast, it will have the effect of hagasa. It's going to stir it. Now think about this case. The chalent is about to burn.
Uh-huh.
Still says the Kalbay, pouring the water too fast is good. If you look at it inside,
to make any sort of like indentation, right, so the water can seep in.
Exactly. It's drying out too much. If the water was cooked, mutter. They put in the chamin. Put in the chalent. Water, then he writes, it's tzrichos lizar. In other words, it's mutter. You're allowed to take boiling hot water from one pot of pour to another one. It's tzrichos lizar. Don't put it while it's on the fire. Right? He says it ends up stirring the pot. So just, it's a wild case. It's really wild. You have a pot which is about to burn. Still says the Kalbay, since it's on the fire, there's an isser of pouring it in too quick because it's going to cause it to stir. So what does he say? Take the pot off the fire, pour the water in while it's not on the fire, according to the Kalbay. So that's the Kalbay's shita. There is an isser to stir a pot at any stage in the bishul, even if it's 110% cooked. Nevertheless, it's also to stir it as long as it's on the fire. Once it's off the fire, it's mutter. So Ramesha was asked about this in Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet and Siman Ayin Dalet Nois Tes. He writes, forget about the details of the case, but he's going to explain here. It's in the, if you see the line tshuva, it's three lines after that. While the pot is on the fire, we'll get to the Torah Shmuel soon. He writes, there's the opinion of the Kalbay, it's asr midaraisa to stir a pot, even though we can't really understand what in the world would be this asr midaraisa. And he writes, there is some level of reasoning to make sense out of this Kalbay. The afsha kaderu who mevushal called tzarchay sever she ira harbei pa'amim she ika kratim deloin espashlu called tzarchan afsha hin ruin lechal to who agav ruba de ruba meakdera she mevushal called tzarchay. Again, I can't really understand what Ramesh is talking about. I've never really seen this, but Ramesh seems to say
that there might be something in that pot.
Right, since it's a large pot and it's a thick dish, it's in the pot, chalent, it could be that there are some beans or something, a potato, that found itself wedged between two things, despite the fact that it got hot and it's theoretically edible because everything else is hot around it. But when you're going to give it that mix, it's going to allow it to kind of get out of its cage and get cooked better. That's where Ramesha makes sense out of this kolbay, but it's interesting. Ramesha is not dismissing it. Ramesha seems to first say doesn't have such a good reason. Then he gives what we would consider to be a bit of like a doichak explanation of what the kolbay means. But he seems, at the end of this little snippet in this tshuva, he seems to be machmer for this kolbay, which is a tremendous chumrah.
It would have been easier to understand almost if the kolbay's reasoning was a gezera for other times that you might...
Good. So that's very good. L'maisa, the Torah Shmuel is going to say that. But that's the way the kolbay seems to be understanding is that it's aser. It's aser, and we don't know why. Ramesh seems to try to make
this
sense out of it.
This is making me hungry.
Got to get some challenge here.
On a Tuesday night.
Now let's just take the next Rambam. The next Rambam is where we get even more wild. Aser l'hachnes magreif l'kder b'shavetz v'hi aleish. Okay, says the Rambam, if you have a pot which is on the fire, you can't stick a spoon, let's call it a spoon for now, can't stick a spoon into the pot, lights you men of a Shabbos to take food out of it, v'pnei megisba, v'zem yitzarchi ha-bishalhu, v'ninsik v'vashal b'Shabbos. Interesting thing. Not even talking about stirring anymore.
Late
up until
out.
Now, we're talking about stirring. Now the Rambam goes a step farther. He says you can't stick a spoon into a pot to take some out because inherently by sticking your spoon in to take something out, that causes it to be stirred. Okay? It's even more wild. But the Rambam writes v'hi al esh. Again, so this would mean if it's on the fire, you can't stick a spoon into it and take something out.
Seems a little bit like the kolbay.
Right? Right. But again, the tenai seems to be that it has to still be on the fire. Until the Kesef Mishnah speaks up in source number 13, and he writes, by the way, if you look, the Lashon of the Rambam, Asr l'hachnes magreif l'kder b'shavetz v'hi ala esh, nirli shemash kasev rabbeinu v'hi ala esh lav dafka. Don't start getting too excited. The Rambam is not limiting it to a case when it's on the fire. Ela kol sheha evira merusachas mi'ala ar, hi ala esh karila v'chein dasator rabbeinu yiruchem.
Wait, it's even worse.
Even worse. It makes it even worse. Exactly. It makes it even worse. Not only can you not stick a spoon into a pot while it's on the fire, even if you take it off the fire, you can't do
it.
It's hot. Yeah, it's hot. It's boiling hot. In other words, classic challenge. It's on the fire, you take it off, according to Rambam, you can't dish it out. Can't dish it out because that's considered cooking. And he quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We'll see in source number 14. That's where it comes from. In the Sefer told us, Aldam Chav and Sit in the Siv Yud Beis Chelik Gimel. He writes, Aser Lahagis Hakdera Afilo Shehi Siru Mi Al Eish Kolzman Chiru Sachas Kach Pashat B'Shabbos because of Rashi Shemegis B'Chai B'Shabishol. Koshkin Shasu. And he writes, V'Koshkin Shasu Lahachnis B'Shabbos Kach Pekdera Sachas B'Oid Alakiru. I don't know, the kol shekein is interesting, but ultimately the bottom line is, I just summarize it at the end, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Asa lahagas tefil shloi ala eish, but oide ala eish, asa fil hachnes akaf. Okay? So he writes, you cannot stir a pot even when it's off the fire, and while it's on the fire, you can't even dish it out. Okay? Now, we need the Tver Shmuel to explain to us what's going on. What is going on here? What's going on? It doesn't. It seems to be wild. We've gone so wild with this halacha. You have a word in a braisa which says that someone is megis yizchayev, and we went all the way from a Rashba explaining to us what seemed to be a rational explanation. It's talking about the first stir. Then we had the opinion of the Rosh is talking about that's not in the special called tzarcha yet. Then we had. It's not in the special. We went a drop farther with the Rambam to say it's talking about a case where it was even yet it wasn't a special k'machah ben Dusai, but they're still considered bishul until it's a special kol tzarchai. All the way off to the kolbay who says even if it's a special kol tzarchai, it's still a problem. And then we get into Rabbeinu Yeruchim who says, you know what? It's also a problem when it's off the fire. And not only that, you can't even stick a spoon into it. We've really taken this brisa to such extreme levels. We need to have some sense of explanation over here. So the Torah Shmuel in in source 15, he writes, V'achash and Spashk Machab Ben Josai. He read, so let's skip to the words we call Makim Aser. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Four lines in. It's the middle of the, it's a quarter of the way in. When we call Makim Aser Midrabanan, the Shem Yahapach by Viyagis, Viechayv Skila. Dafka Ba'oida Al Esh to Is to Hu Deika Hagasa de Bishal, Hecha Shein Mubosha Kotzarcha Vasim Midrabanan, I feel Mubosha Kotzarcha, the Shem Yitav Yerlesh Mubushalas Kotzarcha, Viyavili de Chiv Skila. In other words, to our Shmuel, what he's writing is, if you were to take a, if you were to stir a pot while it's on the fire, and this one part, and part of the pot is not in special kotzarcha, yichayv chatas. Yichayv chatas, if it's
amazing,
yichayv skila. Right? What'd you say?
That's the case of the price.
Right. But he says, the shita of Rabbein Yeruchim, what he's really doing is, he's explaining this, Issa Midrabanan over here. Issa Midrabanan is, in other words, let's get a hold of ourselves. The Braisa, which says is a chiyuv chatos for agasa, that's talking about when it's not a special kotzarche. But there's a problem that we're worried that you may make a mistake. Because again, knowing the difference between a special kotzarche and not a special kotzarche could be a very fine line. Someone puts a bichalot in Erev Shabbos and he wants to eat it on a Friday night. Now, he's not, he can't be 100% sure how, what level of cooked it is. So says it's Farah Shmuel, that we're going to ask for you to mix it or to even take out with a spoon on Shabbos, because if you're going to mix it, it's very possible that you'll be mistaken. If you're mistaken, you wind up having an isser midaraisa, which is a chiyuv skila. So, in other words, what he did was, Tiferes Shmuel really applied a tremendous chumrah here by throwing in an extra gezerah, which we didn't see any gezerahs anywhere. But what he did was, at least he made sense out of what's going on in this line that we explained of how extreme we've gotten. So I just summarize the Torah Shmuel. He writes, Al Eish Belen Espashal Kotzarcha Yesh Yisid Deraisa. Okay, that makes sense. It's not Espashal Kotzarcha, it's on the fire, and you're mixing it. What you're doing is, you are enhancing the Vishal, so you're allowing it to cook farther. He writes, if I feel Espashal Kotzarcha, Aser Shem Yitta. That's already Midrabanan. Shem Yitta V'yichayiv Skila. That's already an issur midrabanan. In other words, even if it's cooked called tzarchai, we're going to ask you to mix it because maybe you'll make a mistake. And then the next case, l'hachna sakaf ala eish, b'lein espashak tzarchai, asurak midrabanan, shem yapach v'yagas v'yachayv. Alright, so just, I just made a couple lines over here, just to summarize all the different shitas that we have.
Looks like a song.
I guess so. I guess you can put a tune to it
like
if you want.
Looks like a poem.
Yeah.
So let's just go through the cases. I just summarized it because we had a lot of different shittas. Everyone agrees. I think we could agree. Everyone agrees. It's on the fire. It's the first stir, and it's not cooked even kamach ben josai. There's nobody who says it's okay. Everyone agrees that's aser. Next case, ala eish. It's on the fire. In agasa rishayna, it's already after the first one. It's the second one or a third, fourth, or fifth. Lein espasha kamach ben josai. Now again, we lost the Ramban and the Rashba. According to them, it's mutter. Rav Yishayin still say it's aser. Ala eish, nispashak mech mendrusai. Now we already have the Rosh on our team. Rosh is saying it's mutter. And, of course, obviously, we're going to have the Rashba and the Rambam there as well. The Rambam and the Kolbe says it's a chiyuv bishul. Next case, it's on the fire and it's a special kotzarchai. We still have the Kolbe who says it's aser midaraisa. And the Tiferes Shmuel says that's midrabanan. Enei ala eish, lein nispashak mech mendrusai in resachas. And it's off the fire. But it's not cooked 100. It's not cooked 100% yet. That's Rabbein Yeruchim. He's chayv midaraisa. That's the case of Rabbein
Yeruchim.
Okay. The last case is in al eish. It's off the fire in a special called tzarchai. It's already off the fire. It's a special called tzarchai. We should think it should be mutter according to everybody to mix it at this point. It's not on the fire and a special called tzarchai. What happens in Shulchan Aruch? Source 16. Ilfas vakteres here. Virumur sachan. Me'agabi ar. Which is good. The Mechaber is keeping us in good shape. It's not 100% cooked. Can't use a spoon to take it out. He's going to be stirring it. It's a different case. But bottom line is, according to the Mechaber, if it's cooked 100% and it's off the fire, There's no problem.
European.
Comes along this Rama.
Classic challenge.
Right. Comes along the Rama, and he just throws us a curveball. Okay, so for us Ashkenazim, we're in big trouble. We're in big, big trouble here. According to the Rama, L'chatchila, you take a chalent off the fire. It's in your crock pot. Yesh li zar, af bikadera, in a pot. Bekol inyin. Kol inyin means every case. That means?
So you can't add water?
We have to pour very slowly. According to Rama.
Okay, he's very vague. And bekol inyin doesn't specify
kol inyin says everything. That means if it's cooked, it's especially called tzarchai, still a problem. It's off the fire, still a problem. Haitzah b'kaf, still a problem.
Kol inyin.
Right? And the Shabura explains that. Af bikadera, says Mishabura, according to the Rama, what do you have to do? El yahape chakter lekaira. What you'll have to do is you have to take your chalent pot and pour it out into another dish. V'lo yoytzi bekaf. You can't take from a spoon out of the original pot. In other words, you could pour it into another dish and then you could take with a spoon.
Wait, you can't even use a spoon to
pour it out.
So I can't take my crock pot, stick it on my Shabbos table, and serve it from the crock pot.
At this point, no. You can't do that.
Unless the crock pot, which is inside of the actual heating element.
No, it's out of the heating element.
I'm saying that might be considered different. I mean, that might already be
considered. No, that would be a problem, because the heating element is the fire. That's the Kli Rishon.
Correct? No, but you've taken it out of the heating element.
But that's still the Kli Rishon. That's still the Kli Rishon. That's where it cooks.
Okay, you're saying as of right now.
As of right now. If you want to leave right now, that's where you're going to have to stop.
Man. You have to pour it into a pan.
I can't leave yet.
But says the Mishnah Berurah, guys, don't worry about it. V'ayin b'achronim, d'loy nahigin l'hachmer b'zeh. The b'emes, ha'ikr k'mesha k'sav d'mitchilot, the mevushal kol tzarchai, if it's cooked 100%, afil l'hagis mutter. Even to actually stir it actively to be mutter. Somebody who wants to be machmer. Otherwise, says the Mishnah Berurah, no. It's a special called tzarchai. There's really lahalacha. There's no problem with stirring it. You want to be machmer? In other words, you want to. The way I've understood this, I believe Ramesh says, is if you want to be machmer and not look like a balgaiva, I'll tell you what you can do. Real stirring. To actually stir, in other words, you take your chalent pot off the fire and you put it on your table. Even if you're a big machmir, says the Mishnah Berurah, don't be machmir with hoitzah b'kaf. In other words, if you want to ask for something, ask for mixing it. Don't take your chalent pot.
I've seen like people maybe not a cholent, but for example, like let's say you have a meat and potato dish,
right?
And like the rabbits, and she puts it on that plate. At that point, they pour it on a plate away from the thing. But let's just say they're taking from the original element, and then they're trying to take some of like the sauce and mix it in. That would be problematic.
So just be clear.
In other words, that's an area where you could be machmir. Lehalacha, you're allowed to stir if it's a special tzarcha and it's in alaish. Like we said, so, it's so far removed.
If I take it, put it on my table, I can still give it out normally.
Yes, that's what Mishnah Berurah says.
Good to go.
Okay.
It's hard, man.
Right. The only other thing which I think is very important to point out is this last thing in source number 18 is the Ramesha equates covering a pot to Hagasa. And that actually, I think that makes a lot of sense to most people. Because you understand that when you cover a pot, what you're doing is you're really intensifying the heat.
Ala esh.
Okay. And Ramesha goes so far as to say, even if it's a special called tzarchai, since it's ala esh, in other words, stirring a pot ala esh, Lamaisa, we're going to be machmer. Right. Why? Because probably either because of the kalbai, because of the kratim, there are pieces in there that are not cooked, or because of the Torah Shmuel that says, you may not know. You may think it's a special called tzarchai, but it really isn't. So to stir it on the fire, that's where we're going to be machmer. Says Ramesha, to do the same thing would apply to covering a pot. If you have a pot, which is even if it's in this special called tzarchai, still don't cover it while it's on the fire. So in other words, if you want to take chal on Friday night, we didn't learn the halachas of chazara yet, but take it off, take the cover off when it's shalei ala'esh, put the cover back on shalei ala'esh, and then put it back on. Don't put the chal back on top of the fire and then put the cover on. That's what would come out of this. That would be equivalent to Hagasa. Now, you just know, I put it the Chaznish, we're not going to read through the whole thing, the Chaznish, he had a problem with our methods of doing a blech. He didn't like it. We can't get into that right now. He didn't like it. So he held that was a real serious problem. So in Bnei Brak, and he held the whole chumrah of Hagasah and Yitzhah B'Kaf is really a major chumrah. So he preferred, if you want to take Chal on Friday night, don't get yourself involved in the whole sugya of Chazara, because you don't have a real good blech. You're better off just taking the cover off, taking Chal out of the pot, putting it onto your plate, and then putting the cover back on, because it's in the special called Tzarchai. You're talking about thinking up some kind of Gezer Midrabanan. Maybe it wasn't cooked so well. Maybe there are pieces. That's already in the realm of Chumrah. But he held that returning a pot to the fire with what we're calling a blech, that's really a serious problem. So it comes up very interesting. His Chumrah about a blech forced him to be more makel on this whole topic.
Wow.
Right. All right, that basically covers this topic over here.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.